Ladies and gentlemen, I am Daniel White III, and you're listening to The Man in the Mirror, episode number 69. Dear friends, this podcast is directed to all young people in this nation called America, but primarily to young black men, young black women, and their parents. We are grateful for all of the people who are standing up for justice and racial equality. But this podcast is about the man in the mirror. This podcast is about you. What are you doing for the glory of God to make life better for others, for your family, and for yourself? This podcast is about living life in such a way that it cuts back on the chance of being harassed or killed by the authorities or anyone else, and helps you to live the good life of peace, productivity, and joy. Psalm 119:9 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word." Dr. Jim Rohn said, "You must take personal responsibility." This goes for everybody. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself. By the way, yours truly, I just told my children, control what you can control. You cannot control everything, but control what you can. For example, you can control what time you get up in the morning. You can control your attitude. You can control how hard you work. And many other things. So control what you can control and leave up to God the rest. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" In keeping with our theme of dealing with the man or woman in the mirror, we are going to continue discussing the building of important biblical character traits in your life. Today we will continue looking at the quality of gratitude, thankfulness, from the Institute in Basic Life Principles. And this is very fitting because Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Pardon me. We see how God is worthy of our gratefulness, how Jesus demonstrated gratefulness, and why we can be grateful for the Holy Ghost in these things. God's magnificent creation, God's mighty acts and glorious majesty merit our public praise and testimony, as well as our private praise. God, who in his overwhelming mercy and love wrought salvation for us, is worthy of our gratitude. God gives us good and perfect gifts for which we give thanks. God Almighty will receive adoration and thanksgiving from his saints throughout eternity. Jesus gave thanks to the Father for his wisdom in dealing, or rather in revealing, the plan of salvation. Allow me to repeat that. Jesus gave thanks to the Father for his wisdom in revealing the plan of salvation. Jesus expressed his gratitude to the Father for hearing his prayer before raising Lazarus from the dead. The Holy Ghost is an invaluable gift from the Heavenly Father to believers, to be treasured as our comforter, teacher, advocate, helper, and intercessor. 1 Corinthians 4:7 says, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why doest thou glory as if thou hadst not received it?" Remember these words. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us not only in this season, but every day of our lives, to be grateful, to be thankful for your love, your mercy, and your grace, for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for your Holy Ghost, for your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you've bestowed upon us down through the years. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, in closing, in order to be saved, in order to get right with God, you cannot look at the man in the mirror. Rather, you must look at the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Do you know him? If you do not yet know him as your Lord and Savior, trust him as your Savior today. Here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin, a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of sin and because you have never accepted the payment for sin, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. For Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul and to change your life, and he will do it. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, or Romans 10:9-13, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.